God for that witness. Amen. Amen. Appreciate these preachers coming. Appreciate Brother Logan, Brother Grubb being with us this morning. It's Grandpa. Amen. That's a blessing. Goodly heritage Brother Logan's got. And bless the Lord for it. These brothers will be with us this morning tonight. Member of the meeting this week, Sunday through Wednesday. Brother Terry Pace will be here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So you pray. Be in the services. I appreciate these brothers. Amen. Taking time out and coming this morning. Amen. Brother Logan, you come on this morning. I feel like the Lord have you come on and preach. Amen. Amen. You pray God use him in the service. Amen. Yes. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Yes. Amen. Amen. We were heard for it. Lord, help. Amen. Appreciate the good testimony. Amen. Let's have prayer. Father, bless this good man of God. Preaching.
Oh,
God. I pray for help.
Yes.
Help Sister Redmond. God bless her and help her in Christ. Amen.
Good to be at the Lord's house once again. It's always an honor and a privilege to be here, God's people. A lot of places a man could be this morning, but I'd rather be down at the Lord's house. Said where I've recorded my name, he said, there I'll meet with my people. And I believe where the Spirit of the Lord is, I believe there's complete liberty there. I believe there is. And without a doubt, and how I know that is I've lived without the Spirit of the Lord. And I've lived with the Spirit of the Lord. Then about, I guess, 15 or 16 years ago, 15 years ago, I remember being without the Spirit of the Lord. I remember that. How awful and miserable that was. And I believe that in the beginning, I'll talk for a few minutes and we'll try to figure out where we're going to go. I desire your prayers this morning. But I remember in first few verses of the whole book, talked about the Spirit of the Lord moving upon the face of the deep, changing the light, changing it from darkness to light. Talk about separating water from the land, and it done all of that. And I'm glad to know today it still takes care of it. Still takes care of all that. Terrified this morning, absolutely scared to death to stand before you knowing we're nothing. Speck of dirt is all that I am today. I mean, I was made from the dust of the earth. This thing you're looking at, they'll bury it. The Lord tarries, he's coming. They'll bury it one of these days. And it'll go back to the dust of the earth. But this thing done on the inside of me, it shook hands with the Spirit of the Lord. It sure has, and it transformed me from somebody that was miserable and lost and dying and going to hell. And it changed me, and it sustains me. I believe, and I believe like you do about this, but I believe when the Lord saved me, that was good right then. It sustains me. I believe it's eternal today. I believe it's a life-changing salvation today. And I went to the garden one evening, and I ain't never been the same since I left there. Been different, Kevin, ever since then. And today, so now you pray for us for just a little bit. I ain't going to be long before you. Feel so unworthy. They had a lot going on in my mind the past few weeks, but there's one thing that I know, that I know, that I know about. That one night upon a bended knee, it wasn't in a church house. It wasn't, Papa said he got it out in a pepper patch of all places. It wasn't in a pepper patch, but I wasn't in the hog lot, but it's in an old queen size bed. It's where I found, where he found me. Keith, there's a lot of places a man could go. There's a lot of things in life that a man can take me to, but I'm telling you, the one thing that I know about is what happened to me that night. There's a lot of things I don't know about. A lot of people might say, well, I've been called Logan all my life. That's what my name has been. They might have lied to me my whole life. My name might be something else. On a little white stone somewhere in glory land, I've got a name that nobody else has got. Amen. I've got a name that only me and the Lord know about. Brother, that's all that I have today. Then when he calls it, Jonathan, I'm going yonder. Amen. That's right. Oh, thank God, old man. There's one thing you ain't got to worry about your grandson. I had a head-on collision with the Lord one night, and I ain't never been the same since. And I'm saved to the uttermost, and I know that I am. I'm better than you ask me why. That I act the way that I do. When you get what I've got, it'll change what you act like today. Amen. Now you pray for us for just a little bit. Amen. If I was going to read somewhere, then I ain't going to read. I guess we all know it over in Jeremiah. The sixth chapter. In the 16th verse. Everybody knows it by heart. He told him, he said the word of the Lord. He said to seek ye out on the old path. Brother, he said to walk in the old path. Brother Deacon, he said, and if you'll do that, he said there'll be rest for your soul today. But they said, we will not hearken unto that. I got good news today. Brethren, it's been preached for years. About going to the garden there. Amen, that's the old path. Amen, that's right. I ain't never been to Jerusalem. I don't know if I'll ever be there or not. But I went one night. Brethren, and seen an empty tomb. Amen, in the napkin. I'll settle down in a minute. God, I need your help one more time. Did I remember the angel, the Spirit of the Lord? That's what an angel is. It's a ministering spirit of the Lord there. And he said, why seek ye the living and among the dead? And he is not here, but he's risen. Bless the name of the Lord. Oh, brother, there they went. Brother, it was custom for them to anoint the body. Now get around to it, I'm sure. Then it was custom. It was Jewish custom is what it was. Amen, for them to anoint the body with spices and herbs. And so there they went. The mother of the Lord and a few others went. Amen. You imagine the heartbreak of knowing that the boy, of the one that looked after, of the one that looked to, and all of a sudden was gone over the weekend. I got a phone call last night that absolutely broke my heart. One of the preacher men over at home, he's died and went on to glory land out of nowhere. That breaks my heart. Amen. What a man of God that he was. But he wasn't God. Amen. These folks was facing a real problem. A real crisis.
Ephesus. And there he was. And there he was. He was dead and buried. Oh, but it already told him. And he said, this temple, and you sit here. He said, you can tear it down. He said, in 3 days, I'll have it raised back up again. Amen. What do you mean, Lord? It took years to build this thing. Amen. Hello, brother. I'm telling you today, Jonathan, he spoke it into existence. And he did. Amen. And then the fallen man, I'm free as a billy goat, I can't help it. And then the fallen man, and then the garden there, and in some places, and the Bible even said that God himself, and he even repented himself for creating man. We're a mess. We're an absolute wreck. And no other creature is as bad as we are. And amen, that's right, is it not? Of the sin nature of a man. And it's caused every one of us to work until we die. And amen, of the very reason that our bodies wear out, it's because of our sin. Amen. And every time we cut ourselves and it hurts and it bleeds, that was because of sin. And every hurt, every anguish that we have is because of sin today. You can blame it on the devil. Oh, you want to blame it on. But we took out it and we made it and we're still doing it today. Amen. I'm not right. God help me. One more time. Amen. That's right. Hello, brother. So there we are. I've been in a mess. I've been in a mess for thousands of years. And amen. I'm just going to preach Jesus, y'all. And amen. Amen. I'm going. Amen. It's scattered, I know. Amen. There's a little virgin woman. Amen. You know what? Amen. The King James said that she's a virgin woman. Amen. Not just a virtuous woman. She's a virgin woman. That's right. Amen. And then the Spirit, once again, here we go with the Spirit. Amen. The minister in spirit. And then the Lord came down to where she was and said, Mary, thou art highly favored. Amen. And all the Messiah. Amen. They're still looking for him today. And I'm going to tell you today where you can find him. Down in my heart. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. That's where you can find him. Amen. Come on, brother. So there. I'm the mother of the Lord. Can you imagine? A man engaged, betrothed to a man. I've never been married. I've never been with a man. And then all of a sudden, this little girl turns up with child. You imagine the talk of the town. You imagine that. The targeting that went on. Amen, that's right. I know how awful that this woman was. I'm on trouble. He taught a lesson. I'm going to preach it. Amen. But once had already been told of who was to come, of the payment for the sin debt, of then the blood of bulls and goats. I couldn't stay sin forever. And so once a year, I'm just going to preach what God gave me. And so once a year, I'm the high priest. I would go back and behind the holies and go into the Holy of Holies once a year. And amen, they had an altar and a sacrifice. I'm out in front of it there. That's where they would burn it up. And then turn right around. I'd go into the temple there. And there he would pray. But once a year, on the beginning of the new year, he would have to go back and get cleaned up. And get cleaned up. And get cleaned up. Amen, man. Preach, I don't know how I'm going to get saved. I'll have to clean up. No, you don't. You let him. Hey, man. Hey, man. Brother. Hey, man. What about the pool of water? You let him worry about that. Amen. He'd go back there. And he'd go back there unclean. Lord, I ain't never seen this before. He'd go back there unclean. And they had a rope tied around his waist. Had bells on his garment. On the hem of it. Amen. Amen. If he went back there and they quit moving, they'd pull him out. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. That's what I did one night. I went back unclean. God killed me. And the Spirit brought me out. Amen. Amen. I said, amen. It'll still pull you out if you want it today. Hey, man. That's right. Hey, man. Seek ye out of the old path. Hey, man. I still believe it's a near out way. I still believe it's a conviction way. I still believe it's a drawing way. And there, man. Hey, man. Hey, you know what we've done for years? Honey, I've been praying for you. You want to get saved? Amen. And there we'll take them. And we'll drag them to the altar. And get them down on the altar. And they'll get up just as lost as they was when they went down. But I'm telling you today, if they'll ever go back to the Holy of Holies, and you let God kill them, you let sin revive, they'll die, and then God comes in and pulls them out, and they'll come out in a whole lot better shape than the sin of the world. Your sin can be done away with. There's remission today. Amen. I've never seen that before. Amen. That's right. Oh, there's a lot of places that I've been in my life. Amen. There's a lot of things that I've seen down through the years. But there ain't nothing like the Spirit of God. I remember the first time I ever got a hold of it. It's not God's sake. Oh, preacher, don't you believe you get saved? And then after a while you get baptized in the Holy Ghost. That's what happened to me. Amen, amen. Let me tell you boys something. If you claim to be saved and wasn't baptized in the Spirit, but after you got saved, you're still lost.
God bless you, boy.
I'm going to preach it. Amen. Yeah. What about speaking in tongues? I don't know that I'm speaking in a language the world don't understand. And I've got an interpreter down on the inside. This thing is spiritual. It's not carnal. It's of the Lord today. Amen. Oh, my brother.
Thank God, that's right.
Amen. Now that's the old plan. That's the good way. Amen. It'll give you rest for your soul. Now I'm going to preach now. Amen. I had to lay the foundation. Amen. No, brother. Amen. With Jeremiah, the prophet of God there. And there was some problems rising up in the Jewish nation. Amen. This had happened. That had happened. Amen. This God was raised up. That God, we all know, we've read the Bible. Amen. Amen. And they'd ran off and forgot about the Holy of Holies. Amen. Oh, don't that sound, amen. Don't that sound a lot like us today? We've ran off. I'm just going to preach it. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. And it's not popular. I'm in our churches anymore. Amen. That's been took out of a lot of places. I'm in our country. It's called the mourner's bench. Amen. And God told Moses that he'd meet him at the mercy seat. And then he told the rest of us, he said to go to the altar and grab the horns of it and don't let go of it. Amen. There was a little bit different. How it was made was different. Had horns. It was a big thing. But God's gave us a little old wooden bench. And it's got horns on it. Amen. What is it? It's the power of Almighty God today. Amen. Lord, I hope it's all right, Joel. I'm having a good time. Amen. Amen. I'm going to stay right here for a while. Amen. How many tear stains has been on this mourner's bench down through the years? Oh, that's right. Hey, man, I tell you today, there needs to be a whole lot more. Hey, man, we're living in a country where people don't even know what's right. People's even going against nature. And there's still not tears on the altar of Almighty God. I'm telling you, there's ever been a time that we need to pray and seek the old path. It's right now. Amen. I'm going to leave it right there. Amen. Brother, there used to be a time. I'm just going to preach. Over in Tennessee where I was raised, my daddy was a preacher. A pastor at Friendsview Church. And I remember the church used to get in power. Amen. The most saints would pray while they're giving an altar call. And the power of God God would be so thick. And I remember them old men carrying it up and down the aisle. Anybody right here want to pray? Anybody right here want to pray? And I remember, it ain't the bench, it's got the power. The horns has got the power. Amen. That's right. Because somebody, amen, had kept their hands around the horns above the altar, which is in the temple. Amen. Oh, brother, somebody got cleaned up because there was an 11-year-old boy lost and undone. Amen. So there the power was. Amen. So thick you cut it with a knife. I've been in places before. I've seen two or three preachers on the floor at the same time. Preacher, that don't make sense. It don't to the carnal mind. Amen. But if you were right with God, you'd have been shouting with them. Amen. Amen. You know what the Bible said? That we're due. We're saved unto a good work. Not saved because of them, but we're saved to do them. Is that not the truth? What good work is it? I'd rather live for Him more than anything I know. Amen. So when those that's lost and undone and need hope, they can use the horn of the altar today. Amen. Let me tell you something else about the Holy of Holies. I'm going to remind you today, not just anybody, I'm going to debunk a theory right here. If you believe it, I can't help it. I believe when God's done drawing somebody, I believe God's done drawing them. Amen. Said my spirit wouldn't always strive with man. That's the book. You can't just get anybody. Not just anybody could go to the Holy of Holies. It had to be that person that was authorized to go.
That's right.
We're still in the land today. The church is still here. You know what that tells me? They're still authorized to come to the altar. I'm telling you today, Lord of mercy, God help me again, didn't He, Biggin? Thank you, Lord.
Come on, boy. God bless your heart.
That's my papa.
Yeah, and I'm proud of it.
That's Granddaddy, the old man, I call him.
Yes, sir, I see.
Don't ever have nothing good to say about him. He don't me either.
Nope.
I love him. It took somebody showing me what the Spirit was.
That's right.
Amen. He preaches about like I do. Scare them half to death. It ain't in their antics. It's not in the way they move their bodies, the way they raise their voice. It better be because they've been to the Holy of Holies. I'm trying to get it out. Can you imagine?
Oh.
Lord have mercy. In that temple, I don't know, I'm dumber than a bag of hammers. But in that temple, they'd bring bread every day. Every day they brought bread. They'd take the old out, put the new in. You imagine what the priest smelled like coming out of the temple. Amen.
Yeah.
Coming out of that place, all cleaned up. smelling. Let me tell you something. You get the power about you. You go in the temple and you'll come out and there's people starving in the streets. They'll be wanting to know where you just came from.
Amen. That's right.
What smells good? Last night, me and Papa stopped over in Hickory. Got out, opened the door, and the first thing, it smells good. Let me tell you something, there's people that's starving to death. And we got a sweet smell and savor.
Right. Amen. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Seek ye out the old path. When you find them, walk in and you'll find rest. You'll be rested up. That's right. I don't know about you, Joel. I'm a nothing and a nobody. I'm an old hillbilly. But I'm born again. Ain't got a whole lot of friends, Kevin. I grew up, when I was going in high school, shut up just a minute. When I was in high school, I had just a few buddies. We didn't have no money. And my family didn't have no big influence in the community. We didn't. I was the preacher's son or the preacher's grandson. That's all that was said about me. I don't even think half of them knew who I was. I was that little Heatherly boy. I didn't have no friends. I still don't have many today. Oh, but I go to the temple and see my friends. I've been to the temple, and sometimes the temple calls for me.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you today, if you know the Spirit of God, today's the day you need to recognize. Preacher, I've been saved for years. Have you been where you need to be? Amen. Come on, Joel. That's my little thought. Seek ye after your path.
Father, bless this morning, Father, bless your heart. Make a familiar trip back to the prayer place. Amen. Thank God for the good preaching. Amen. You come this morning. Come on your heart. Come pray. Call on God. Call upon Him while He's near. He's here this morning.
Come on.
Amen. Obey the voice of God. Amen. Brother Danny, have prayer. You come this morning as He prays.
Heavenly Father, we sure are thankful for your presence, Lord. Oh, God, we're thankful for prayer, Lord. We're thankful, for God, if we can come in that place with you. God, get a hold of the horns of the altar. God, and reach you, Lord, who hears our call and our cries. God, who moves, Lord, across our life. Oh, God does great things, Lord, for your own glory. Father, we thank you for the man of God that stood and reminded us this morning through the preaching of the Word of God. God, what a great gift, what a great privilege we have, God, in fellowship and prayer with thee. Lord, we bow our humble hearts. Lord, we bow our head this morning. God, come to you, Lord, realizing, God, our need of thee. Lord, we're nothing without you. Lord, you're everything. Lord, you are our strength. Lord, you are our wisdom. God, you're our power. God, you're everything to us. You are our sufficiency, God, in every need. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, to touch hearts, God, this morning. Lord, according to our need. God, speak to us, Lord. God, lead us and teach us. God, bless us, I pray. God, increase our desire for thee. God, increase our desire. God, to love one another as you love us. God, thank you for the church. God, thank you for your word. God, thank you for the preaching. God, thank you for the teaching of your word. God, thank you for everything. God, you gave us, Lord. God, you're everything. You're almighty. You are the King upon the throne. And Lord, we bow our hearts to you this morning. And God, come to you, Lord. A desire to worship you. And you alone, Lord. Desire to serve you, Lord. God, and ask you, please, God, to bless us, Lord, and help us. God, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're going to do this week. God, get glory in yourself for it. God, help us, I do pray. Lord, we'll certainly thank you. We'll certainly praise you. Lord, we'll give you all the glory, for you are worthy. Lord, we ask these things in the precious name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
good song. Amen. Thank God. Jesus said, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. Set down the right hand of the throne of God. Thank God he seen me. He knew me. Amen. He died in my place. Thank God that I could go free and bless his name. Amen. Thank God for the good preaching. Good to have Brother Lee Grubb. You come, brother, this morning. Just follow the Lord. Testify. Whatever you get in preaching gear, go with it. I appreciate this preacher. New Freedom Baptist Church in Tennessee. Amen. You come on, brother.
I've had a great experience that I can tell you.
Amen.
But as far as preaching, ain't nobody can beat that. I love you. I'm telling you, that's of God. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, that's real. That's real. I'll get you. I'll keep you out of hell and take you to heaven. Now, if you'll accept it, as many as believe in him, many as accept him, to them give you power. No, I'm not going to preach. I'm not going to do that because the preaching's already done. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I appreciate that boy. I really do. And I thank God it's not him, but it's the power of God. I want you to know you can't live without that power of God and be happy. Now, you can't do that. You might claim to be happy. You may have the best home in this county or in this state, but I'm going to tell you that won't make you happy. They ain't nothing but the love of God will make you happy. Lord, I'm so glad I'm born again by the power of God. Been redeemed by the blood. Without the blood, there's no remission of sin. Glory to God for the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Woo! Lord of mercy, ain't you glad that God is still God? He's able to take care of our little kids. Glory to God. Woo! There's just one way to heaven. And there's one way to hell. The way to hell is not believing in God. But in the way to heaven is accepting God. Man, I'll turn. Hallelujah to God.
Woo! Lord of God, yes, sir.
I'm an old man, I can't handle this. But let me tell you something. This ain't my real body.
That's right.
I've just got this body from the earth.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me? I just got this borrowed for a few days. 78-year-old. I'm fixing to give it back to the earth.
Amen. Glory to God. Yes, sir. Yes.
You people hang on to what you got.
Amen.
And add to it.
That's right.
The power of God's here. Yeah. I love you, preacher. Do what you got to do. That's all I'm saying.
I appreciate you.
Yes.
I'm telling me about you people.
Amen, brother.
I believe I don't walk up here.
Yeah.
I love you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Good to meet you. I tell you what you'll do. Just keep it up and I'll see you in glory.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That's right.
I want to say.
Praise God.
Amen.
I love you, boy.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Anybody need to testify? God touching your heart. You know it's God touching your heart. You need to testify. Say something for the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Anybody else? God is touching your heart. Well, I appreciate the Holy Ghost helping this man.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for the good preaching. The Word of God.
That's what the Lord wanted. Amen. He does whatsoever He pleases. Thank God. Anybody need to say anything for God?
I love this old sorry boy. I sure did.
Woo!
I can shut up.
Go ahead.
I'm saying.
Amen, preacher.
Thank God. Ain't you glad you saved?
Amen. Amen.
I want to see my hands
just saved. Yes,
sir. Sure to
God.
I'll meet you there, what?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm
Amen. Amen, preacher. You're doing good. Help yourself. Follow the Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Appreciate the goodness of God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Anybody need to say?
Brother Adams.
Save me
now. Amen, son. Amen.
Brother Adams, I'm just glad I'm saved.
Amen.
I'm glad God let me be in this morning. I'm glad I'm in the family of God.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful He manifests His good presence.
Amen.
It's good to feel God.
Praise God.
I got help this morning. God, that's what I'm coming
at.
He's faithful.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, God. He manifests His word through preaching.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
He manifests His word through preaching.
Right.
Amen. Thank God for the preaching. Right. Amen. That's God preaching.
Really?
One preacher, the Holy Ghost. And a man preaching. Amen. Anybody else you got a testimony? Amen, son. Yes, sir. God bless you. Amen. Thank God's right to give Him thanks. It's right to give Him thanks. It's right. Amen. Brother Robert, say something this morning.
Well, Joe, I thank the Lord for saving me.
That's right.
How's it the same position that we're here?
Yeah.
Grew up at this church.
Yeah, sir.
Got a little older and I started making some professions. And I knew the way I was living wasn't right. I knew I was a sinner, been preached to my whole life. But one blessed day,
amen.
The God of heaven came and touched my heart.
Yeah.
And moved in. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for saying
this. Yeah.
For coming to my home.
Yes.
And for doing the work that I
did.
Brother, I've tried and tried for years. Tried and tried for years of myself to do something.
Yeah.
Tried to get saved. Brother,
yeah.
You can't get saved.
Yeah,
God's got to do that
work.
God's got to do that work.
That's right.
God bless the Lord for doing that in my heart.
Thank God.
God bless
you. Thank God. Thank God. Amen.
Oh, thanks.
Thank God.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
That's right. Amen. That will breaks by the Holy Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Amen. Submit yourself to His righteousness.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'd just like to say I thank God and give Him the glory this morning.
Yeah.
For us
being
alive.
Yes, ma'am.
And it was all God.
Yes, ma'am.
All of it.
Yes.
And I thank God for how He's worked in His heart.
Yes, ma'am.
And y'all, please pray for us.
Well, I need you.
And remember His daughter. She has to have her foot amputated and she's in a lot of pain. Pray for her that God will give her strength to get through this.
Yes. God bless her.
And I want to thank God for saving my
soul. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Bless all. Amen.
I'm just grateful for God and saving me.
Amen.
And my mother-in-law getting me
amen.
To where I need you
amen.
To be and to a church. I'm from South Carolina. So I know some of y'all, not all of y'all. But I'm just grateful to be here.
Yeah. Amen.
And that God graciously
amen.
Me. I'm running His blood.
Amen. 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 Thank God. Amen. You a different woman than when you come the first time. Thank God. Amen. Bless the Lord. He does make a difference. I'm going to say this. He is the difference. Amen. Thank God. Anybody else? Amen. Appreciate the good meeting this morning. We'll have these brothers back tonight at 6 o'clock. I trust you'll be back.
Yes.
I felt the God of Heaven's presence in a great way, and I thank Him for it. And I appreciate what they said. So we'll have them back tonight preaching. And you remember the meeting this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Brother Curry, thanks to be with us. Hope you'll pray and be at the meeting. If you need a ride, call us. We'll get you picked up. Amen. That's right. God bless you for being here. I thank God for blessing us. Amen. Appreciate these brothers. Let's stand this morning. Brother Hobson, you pray for us.
Heavenly Father, we're so grateful.